Psalm 29, verses 1 to 11. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Brethren, this is the word of God.
Good morning, brethren. Good to see all of you here today. Hear the voice of the Lord. It's entitled, When God Speaks. When does God speak? Wonderful to understand that our God is a consuming fire. Our God loves us. Our God cares for us. And our God speaks to us. Thank you, Almighty God. You know, this past week, very cold. Now, the subject today is when God speaks. Now, we want to know, well, when does he speak? We would like to know that, wouldn't you? And you would like to know how he speaks, wouldn't you? Well, to know he speaks and know how he speaks and what he has to say. When you look into the universe and see all these things that people say God created, scriptures say God created, we would like to know about this being that has created so many marvelous and wonderful things, wouldn't you? That's good. Now, this past week, it was very cold. Zero cold. How many of you went outside? You don't have to raise your hand. There was only very few went outside. Cold. All right. Did God speak through the cold? Well, he probably did. Now, as I look out, I see there's some people not here. It's cold. And God speaks. Maybe they heard a voice and say, you know, it's too cold for you to go out there today. Why don't you stay here where it's nice and warm? I take care of you right here. And so they did, evidently. What I want to tell you about our God, and our God is so wonderful, loving, and caring, and the way he speaks to us, innumerable ways he speaks to us. Innumerable. Really. But before I begin that, I would like to read something to you because I'm getting old now. Old school can't remember things too long. So I'll read this to you because it says what a lot of what we need to hear. And it fits so very well with the message today. A young man was getting ready to graduate from college. For many months, he had admired a beautiful sports car in a dealership showroom. And knowing his father, now I want you to capitalize on some of what I'm saying. And knowing his father could well afford it, he told him that was what he wanted. He knew his father, key word, his father could afford it. Okay, as graduation day approached, the young man awaited signs that his father had purchased the car for him. Finally, On the morning of his graduation, his father called him into his private study. You know, this got to be it. I can get that sports car that I've been desired so long. His father told him how proud he was to have such a fine son and told him how much he loved him. How much he loved him. He handed his son a beautiful wrapped box. A beautiful wrapped box. Curious and somewhat disappointed, the young man opened the box and found a lovely leather-bound Bible with the young man's name embossed in gold. Angry, he raised his voice to his father and said, "With all your money, you give me a Bible?" And he stormed out of the room. Give me a Bible. And he stormed out of the house. Many years passed. Yes, he was very angry. Many years passed, and the young man was very successful in business. He had a beautiful home, a wonderful family, but realized his father was very old and thought perhaps, you know, maybe I should go visit him. How about that? He had not seen him since graduation day. Before he could make arrangements, he received a telegram telling him that his father had passed away and willed, keyword again, all of his possessions to him. He needed to come home immediately and take care of things. When he arrived at his father's house, a sudden sadness and regret filled his heart. He began to search through his father's important papers and saw still gift-wrapped the Bible just as he had left it years ago. With tears, he opened the Bible and began to turn the pages. His father carefully underlined a verse, Matthew 7:11. "And if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give to those who ask him?" As he read those words, a car key dropped from the back of the Bible. It had a tag with the dealer's name, the same dealer who he had saw, where he had saw the sports car that he desired. On the tag was the date of his graduation and the words, "Paid in full." Paid in full. You get the drift of this? Our Father, God, our Savior, our Lord, has given us our desire. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross for us, paid our sin debt in full. How does God speak to you? In what manner and in what way does our God speak to us? Speaks to us in so many ways. So my question for you is, when God speaks to you, do you always listen? When does God speak to you? How does God speak to you? How often does he speak to you? Once a day, once a month, once a year? How often does he speak to you? Someone said all the time. Well, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. John, let's turn to John. John 36 and 37. John 5, rather, 36, 37. We have it up. Oh, yes, we do. Say, old school, have to read it off here if we don't get it off there all the time. See, but I want to make sure you can see it. Okay. John 36 says, you know, the thing is, how do you know when God is speaking to you? You have heard, says, you have never heard his voice or seen his form at any time. So how do you know when God is speaking to you? Verse 36, I have testimony, this is Christ speaking, I have testimony weightier than that of John's. For the very work that the Father has given me to finish and which I am doing testifies that the Father has sent me. I want you to really pay attention to this because I think there's going to be something here that's going to surprise you later on. Verse 37. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. Now get this. Testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice or seen his form. Duh. You have never heard his voice or seen his form. How does he speak to you? You can't see him. His form. How then does he speak to you? In what manner, in what way, how often does he speak to you? Christ came. Mr. High touched on this last Sunday. Christ came as a human being. He was perfect. He was begotten by the Father. He was perfect. The sacrifices in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, had to be perfect. And usually they were the firstborn, and they had to be perfect. And God said, what about the firstborn? The firstborn belongs to me. And you are what? The church, as the scriptures say, the church of the what? The firstborn. I want you to get that. It's very important to understand that. Yes, but no one has seen God at any time or heard his voice at any time. How does he speak to you then? He said he's somebody. Yeah, he speaks. He does. How does he speak to you? God has kept his visible presence hidden from us, but from time to time, he let his audible presence, we can experience his audible presence in many ways of which we are going to go through today. Go through and see how God speaks to us and how we should understand it. Now, we're going to go to an example here, and I know most of you have read it. In Exodus, maybe you're Mount Sinai, right? Ten Commandments. Oh, during that process, that period of time was given. And so we're going to see just exactly what happened and how does God speak to us and how do we feel if he should speak to us in his audible presence, in an audible voice in his presence. What then is the presence of God like? If we turn to Exodus 20, 18 and 19, we have that, Exodus 20, 18 and 19. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet, saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance. They couldn't stand it. They could not stand it. They stayed at a distance. In verse 19. And said to Moses, speak to us yourself. You speak to us. We'll listen, but do not have God speak to us or we'll die. The thunder and the lightning, the smoke and the sound, they couldn't take it. They couldn't stand it. It tells you, in other words, great is our God. How awesome and great he is. How great thou art. As a song, the praise team sang that song. And through that song, it points out to you how great and majestic he is and the things that he's able to do. How great thou art, our God. So, God is overpowering. That's the point. God is overpowering to us. So therefore, when you go through the Old Testament, how did God really speak to them? Since no one has heard his voice or seen his shape at any time. He spoke how? Through prophets. And in Numbers, you find an example there, I forget the scripture, is where that is the example when Miriam and Aaron. The example of Miriam and Aaron when they were accusing Moses. They were to God has spoke to us, not only you. God struck her with leprosy. And guess what? When you read that, it says, God says, look, I have spoken through prophets. I speak to my people in dreams. I speak to them that way. But to my servant Moses, as it says now, it says, I speak to him face to face. Face to face. Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. So how does God speak to us? He uses prophets. He uses individuals. He says dreams. And I kind of hesitate when I say dreams and visions because some people, dreams and visions. Now, wait a minute. Where are you going with that? But that's what he says, and you understand when God says that if you are in your Bible and understanding what it says, spiritual growth, spiritual eyes. For example, I think of it like this. We are the church of the firstborn, but you know what? There is a growth process. When you think about a child, a little babe, first coming to the world, by cry, okay? And then it begins to grow. Then it has various questions. It started asking questions, sometimes questions you can't answer. Then they begin to walk. They begin to talk. They begin to understand other things, and they grow. And this is where we are. God the Father who possesses all things, we are just kids. We are just babes. You have a process to go through. And God is there to guide you and help you through and to empower you. And you should understand that. It's not over yet. It's not over, they say, until it's over. And when God speaks, we must listen. Listen to words. There used to be a phrase. Now, many of you old-timers perhaps know this, old-school people here. I have to mention old-school sometime because, like Mr. Watson told me, how old he is. I said, well, old-school, we still got a lot to learn. Okay. Here's the thing, and old school learning. We learn from God in the way in which he teaches us. And we're going to see, as I'm going through the through Psalms in a few minutes, and just point these out to you. I just want to kind of lay some more foundation as to how we grow spiritually. There was the slogan. Maybe your old schoolers, like I said, remember it. When E.F. Hutton speaks, it says when E.F. Hutton talks. And you see that commercial in when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. That's why when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. So when God speaks, I want you to listen. He wants you to listen. And as we grow, we have to listen more intently. Let the Spirit lead us, guide us, inspire us, and encourage us to understand what our God says. Because our God can do all things. He is unlimited. And you know, sometimes when I think about the cosmos, I think about the universe, and I think about something I learned years ago. We talk about dimensions. One dimension, two dimensions, three dimensions. Let me ask you, Doug, how many dimensions are there? How many frequencies on a radio are there? How many stations on TV are there? Huh? How many? How many? If you were players, this level, that level, that level, that level, are there things on all these levels? How many are there? Infinite. Infinite. I heard just the other day, you know, man has God has given him a little knowledge and he thinks he knows everything. He does. Thinks he knows everything. There is the closest, planet is how many light years away? 500 light years. Now, we're not talking about the moon, it's just a light. I mean, we're talking about planet. How many light years? Is it 500 light years away? How far is that? That's the nearest one. Frequencies and levels and all. What? Do you get the picture of how awesome God is? You turn to channel 780, station 780, you turn to 1100. You keep going down the dial, and everything is different. You hear everything on different levels. I remember when I was in the military, I had these walkie-talkies. Oh, yeah, you can talk, call people, and talk, but the enemy wants your frequency. He can do nothing unless he gets your frequency, and then he can hear what you have to say. So I say that to say this. All these different levels, how many are there? God is what? Limitless. Limitless. Man is looking at a telescope and he's looking out in outer space. He's looking. And God looks down at him and says, what you looking at? I mean, he sees them there and he can't see God and never have, never will. And so what's the problem? But see, we have difficulties. We have some problems. But God is good. All the time, my God is so good. Let's want to give him thanks. Yes. Now, let us turn to our text for today. Because here we're going to find some things. I want you to remember what I told you and what I read in that little story about the father and his son. I think you're really getting a picture now, the father and his son. We're sons. Psalm 29, verse 1 to 11. What do you know about David? Nah. David was a what? A man after God's own heart. God loved David. And some people, well, David did some bad things too, didn't he? But God loved David. Why would God love David if he did those things? You know, I was studying. I wondered that myself. I said, well, I'm going to find out. I read it. God said that before David did those things he did. I said, whoa, I got it. But the main thing is, he did it, but David repented genuinely. When David repented, it was done. And when he repented, it was done. And so that repentance, God loves you. God knows. He knows you're going to make mistakes. He's willing to do what? To forgive you. He took your sin debt, and he will forgive you, but you cannot habitually sin. You can't continue to live a life of sin. No way, Jose. No way. So let us take a look at the Psalm 29, what David has to say. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Now, what does that mean to you? Ascribe to the Lord. Give to the Lord. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Lord, up there should be all capital letters. I know that's what I saw in the Bible, and one NIV. Ascribe to the Lord, capital L-O-R-D. But now, ascribe to the Lord, heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord, glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord, glory and strength. Who's he talking about? Who is he talking about? Glory and strength. Well, hang on to that. We're going to tell you in a few minutes. Who in heaven can compare to God? Heavenly beings. Think about that. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. You're not there. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Heavenly beings ascribe to the Lord glory and strength as well. Because God is what? Over all. God is over all. In verse 2. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord and splendor in the splendor of holiness. worship him in the splendor of holiness. He is a what then? You worship him in holiness. He is a holy God. Definitely holy. Verse 3. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. And back at Sinai, when God spoke, there was thunder. And the people couldn't take it. They couldn't stand that. Hear the voice of God. The thunder. Now, you say, well, you said he heard the voice of God. He thundered. Somebody has heard it, then, hadn't they? You said you didn't hear it before. Nobody's heard it now. Somebody's, you got that, right? All right. Well, are you sure that was God's voice? You got to make sure. You say when you hear some voices, you better make sure it's the right voice that you're hearing. Because there's a voice out there that can speak to you and lead you astray. You understand that? All right. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Yes, it is. The voice of the Lord is powerful and majestic. Here, David, the psalmist, understands how people at times viewed storms. When we talk about the storms, why did he say that? Now, he wrote it. Because during that day and time, what was going on? Idolatry. Idolatry. So David knew that, and so some of this, what you see, what he does is he, allows for that for people who are reading this. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. Verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, verse 5. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. Lebanon. You hear many times about the cedars of Lebanon and the buildings that they, where that material was used. Verse 6. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf. Sion, like a young wild ox. Now, what is Sion? What is Sion? A name used by the Phoenicians for a mountain, Mount Hermon. You think God's voice can make a mountain skip? Well, you see the magnitude of some of this, what he's saying here? Mount Hermon. Now, I was blessed enough to go up to Mount Hermon when we went to Israel. Mount Hermon, and that's where the waters, the snows up there, and it comes down and fills the Sea of Galilee and flows all the way down to the Dead Sea. So, the voice of the Lord, boy, the voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. I hope you're getting this. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord strikes like lightning. You really want to hear or be in the presence of the Lord's voice when it strikes like lightning. Good thing he doesn't speak to us like that. But now, did you get the other part of that? Remember, I asked you, how does God speak to you? God speaks to you through the thunder. Oh, yeah. You know, nobody can do that but God. I want to tell you something. When we were down south, and they had down south, it was hot down there. They have those thunder storms. Maybe Charles was down there. And when that thunder sounds, when that lightning flash, boy, I tell you, it sounds like thunder. Double naked thunder. The old people down there, my mother said, "Hey, you kids, be quiet. Don't move. Sit down." They were afraid of that. Because it made such a noise. It was awesome. It was awesome. Up here it's a little different, but down there where it's all that heat, oh yes, that thunder struck, and they had lightning rods. I was there. They had lightning rods on the barn on each end, and they had a wires running down, and because it was lightning, it didn't mean business. And so when you heard that thunder, they say thunderclap. Hey, what a clap. Thunderclap, lightning. Well, again, when that happens, God speaks to us. He gets our attention. If you never look up into heaven, when you're down there, you will look up when that lightning flash and that thunder sound down there. I tell you, it's awesome. It's awesome. The voice of the Lord shakes, verse 8, the voice of the Lord shakes the desert. Now, I imagine the people over there in those deserts, you know what? The people in different areas of the world, it means different things to them, but they are all God's people, and he loves them all. And he speaks to them in ways in which we may not comprehend, but we do. So God speaks to them in various ways as he speaks to us. When you see, just like that cold when he spoke to you, you knew something was going on, didn't you? It was cold. But there are people who are glad for that, the snow, because they make a living from that. They need that snow. And guess what? The earth needs the snow as well. Water. He needs all of that. So how does God portray himself and speak to us? You see? It all goes together. And as I said, verse 8, the voice of the Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh, the temptation of the wilderness. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry glory. Glory to God. All cry glory. What a God. Now, I want to give you something else. We're talking about the voice of the Lord. No one has heard his voice at any time. Well, who's doing the speaking here? Who? Who? God through you. Yeah, I'm speaking all right, but yes, and the Holy Spirit is it. But I would like to be a little bit more specific as who's doing this? Jesus Christ. Do you get it? No one has heard his voice, God's voice at any time. This is speaking of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the God of the Old Testament. That God who's in us. That God who loves us. That God who died for us. That God is what is being spoken of here. That God. Amen? Amen. All right. So God the Father, yes. As Mr. High was touching on that last Sunday as well. Did you get it? God, the Trinity, three in one. There's only one God. And so this God, Jesus Christ, who became flesh and blood and dwelt among us and who died for us, paid our sin debt. That God, this is the one right here. So we're in a process of learning. And like I say, open your spiritual eyes. God has revealed and continues to reveal things to us as we grow. We're just babes. We are really babes. We are just babes. We haven't begun to scratch the surface of what God has in store for us. I haven't even begun. And sometimes we think we know so much. we got it. I got this. That's that saying? I got this. I got this. You ain't got nothing. You got this. Haven't even started on it, much less got it. Yeah. Oh. God came in the flesh. See, John 1:14. You can refer to that. That's not up there. John 1:14. You see, God came in the flesh. You write that down in your notes. So this is that God that we're talking about. And by he did what? He created all things. And so this is the God. This is the Godhead. This is the God part of the Trinity that we're talking about. I don't want you to get confused with that. Some people can get confused with the Trinity. God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Okay, verse 10. We did make it to verse 10, didn't we? Oh, yeah. The Lord sits enthroned over the floods. He's above it all. The Lord is enthroned as what? King for what? And ever, and ever, and ever he is king. Always have been, always will be. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Verse 11. The Lord gives strength to his people. Yes. The Lord bless his people with peace. The Lord's voice will call unto his elect. And what did I say? Are you his elect? You're the firstborn. He is the firstborn. We are firstborn. Yes. Our God. Does God speak to you? You better believe he speaks to you. And he wants you to do what? He wants you to listen. Evidently, he wants you to listen. He won't be speaking to you in vain. Now, I hope that helps you quite a bit as I make my conclusion with this. King God, here, God speaks to us and speaks to us in many ways, as you have seen, as you go through Psalm 29. How he spoke to the waters, it's the mountains and various things. God speaks to us through the lightning. He speaks to us in so many ways. God has spoken to us, the world, in many ways. He has spoken to us by his angels. He has spoken to us through a prophet. He has spoken to us through his written word. The scripture speaks of dreams and visions. I mentioned that. Dreams and visions. He has spoken to us most assuredly by and through whom? His Son, the Savior of the world. He has spoken to us. Now, this is what I want you to get. I want you to get it all, but I want you to remember this. This is a new year. And many things are ahead of us. God has brought us safely through 2014. Now we're in 2015. The outlook is so good. We will hear his voice without mediation. Now, you know what I mean by mediation. We will hear his voice without mediation. We are going to hear from him. No one heard his voice at any time. When will we hear that? We will hear him call, come forth. His voice will come from the throne of judgment. And what will it say? Enter unto the joy of the Lord. Yes, enter into the joy of the Lord. When you hear that voice, think about it. He will call to you. Your name is written in the book of life, so he got you recorded now. And so when he get to that name, I know you will hear it. And you will come forth. So you will hear the voice of the Lord. No one has heard his voice or seen his form at any time. But you will hear his voice. One day, will you be ready? Will you be ready to actually hear it? And remember, he speaks to you each and every day at all times. He's there. And guess what? You can talk to him. And I advise you to talk to him. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, our Father in heaven, we praise you and give you the glory and thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your love. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you do for us, your wonderful gifts. We praise you, O great God, for you are God all by yourself. You are God alone. You are awesome. Great God, and we thank you. We pray now, Father, that you will be with us and guide us through this day and every day through this coming year. Thank you, Father, for those who are here. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are at home or wherever they may be. We know, Father, that you are with them. They're yours. And we praise you and give you the glory and thanks and praise. We truly ask it all in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, great God. Amen.